Hello, Brendan speaking.
Hey, Brendan, it's Aubrey. That's why I want to go ahead and get in contact with you here. You have a couple minutes?
What's up, man?
Yeah, it's going well today. It's going well today. I do apologize a little earlier. My system personally was having a bit of issue getting you over to me. I apologize for that. We are all squared away here. But I know you just got done talking with, I believe, Tina, correct?
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but, I mean, there was a lot of background noise, and I just had a hard time understanding everything. I want to try, like, a different route. I know I already paid for it, so, like, I don't know if I can get that money back or whatnot, but I'm going to kind of try a different route with you all.
Okay. I mean, did something come up, or?
Not necessarily. You know what? I've just been doing so much today that I kind of, like, just was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I didn't put a lot of thought into it until I started, like, talking to your guys, and I was just like, I mean, I would like to think about it in the future. Like, it sounds good, but I don't know. They were talking about, like, all this extra stuff and then, like, with, like, a different number and stuff. And that was only the first thing. And I was just like, all I wanted was my number to be on Google. So, you know, I just go word of mouth. It's a small business. I'm not trying to go crazy. I have, like, some cold callers set up. So I'm just gonna go that route for now, see how that goes, and then maybe I'll use you guys in, like, the spring time frame, when my business picks back up.
Okay. I mean, you wouldn't prefer to pause, right? I mean, I'm not talking about at this particular moment. We haven't really gotten anything rolling yet, really, but, just in terms of, like, right? 'Cause again, you've already, you know, you put up the money, right? We have gotten started. Right? We do want you to get your money's worth. So in terms of, like, getting started in the spring, we can make that happen as well, right? Because you've already got the place locked down. The area right now for cleaning, for gutter cleaning, is cut off. Nobody else is taking that position right now because you're in it. So you can, you know, allow us to build up on it for you, right? We can make sure we get everything, you know, squared away as far as, like, the call tracking and things like that. I know you were going over that with Tina. And your account management was discussing that with me as well, which is why I didn't want to get into contact with you here. But yeah, at that mark, right, when you're ready to, you're seeing that everything is coming up, right? You're seeing the Facebook advertising campaign and all of that being done. You can pause it until spring, but at least in that way, you still have your position. You still have your first page placement and you're not being charged month to month while it's on pause either. So that's another thing you wouldn't have to worry about. But I do want you to at least get through the preliminary steps of the building for you, and then you can take on that aspect. It's all about the strategy.
I mean, could I deal with you the whole time, or do I have to go to these other guys? Because, I mean, you know, you sell me on it. You know, it sounds good. You have, like, good vocabulary, you know, all that. But then I'm, like, talking to this guy, and it sounds like he's, like, in his mom's basement. I can't hear him. Like, he can't hear me. It's just, you know, it's kind of a mess.
What we can do here, because your account manager will still be the one that takes charge of, like, changes, right? Changes to anything you want done to your listing, things like that. But what I can do, which I do have a couple of other clients that requested this also, funny enough, is I can stay in direct contact with you, right? So direct email, direct phone, right? You have my phone, my office phone number, I do believe, right? My office cell. You know what? Let me send you out a text message.
Yeah, send me a text.
Make sure we get that set up for you here. There we go. All right. Just now sent that over for you. Go ahead and make sure that popped in. All it says is, this is Aubrey. And that'll be 951-221-4111. That's my office.
Yep, I got it.
All right, perfect. I'll also send you a quick email. I know sometimes those can get buried in the back pages as well. So let me send you a quick email here.
So what, you're saying, like, set everything up and then and then like pause it?
Yeah, yeah. So once your campaign is fully active, right, once it's fully live, Facebook, Yelp listing, Bing, local, Apple Maps, all of your directory submissions are done, and your website connection is done for your local listing, and we begin your ranking. Okay? Then you can go ahead and pause it up. Your spot's still secure. You're still, right, locking down the area, but we do ask that you stick it out with us for that 60 days. Just so we can show you that the system is in full swing, right? And you do have the option to pause in that time. But that'll get you where you need to go in terms of what you need to see in order for the program. Yes.
So it's 300, so you want me to do 60 days though still, so it wouldn't be pausing it, right?
Correct. So I do want you to stick out the program for 60 days. Well, you're already pretty much in it, right? We've already been a couple days in here. So I do want you to stick it out for the 60 days for the setup to be completely done. You're going to be able to
It hasn't been a couple days. It's only been like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, it sure has. Okay, so you do have that full 60 days. You can imagine I go through a ton of calls a day.
So you do have that 60 days
there. And then, you know, you can see the full swing of everything, right? We have your client interview already underway. I'm sure you went through that already.
I really only talked to the guy the majority of the time I was just trying to understand what he was saying because I couldn't understand the word he was saying.
Okay. Gotcha. So you guys didn't get through like the keyword evaluation or anything like that?
I didn't do anything. He just told me how like, basically, my number is going to change. And he was like, had no idea what he was saying. And then he like kind of explained it to me. And then like, so basically like a big thing, I kind of don't want to get involved in any of that. Like it's just a small business. I really think I'm just going to like end it. Cause it's just a small business. Like I'm just going word of mouth. Like, if I could guarantee that this is going to work, that'd be great. But, like, you guys just called me randomly today. Like, I don't think I want to do it. Because, like, he was going through, like, you know, you change, they call, like, a different number. And then, like, that number, like, gets sent to you. Like, I don't want to go through any of that. Like, the only thing I wanted was, the only thing I wanted was, like, my Google. Oh, it's very simple. Gutters near me. My name comes up. That's it. Nothing else. None of this other. Change my number. None of the other, like, you know, check how these leads are coming in. Check how those leads are coming in. I just strictly wanted gutter cleaning near me. My number comes up. And it's just, like, too much going on with what you have. And I'm sure it works for people, but, like, I'm just going to go down a different route. So I don't know if I could – am I able to get my money back at this point? I mean, I did it like 2 hours ago. I had so much stuff going on and I just kind of was like, yeah, I'll do it.
I gotcha. Well, I'll tell you this. Your first 30 days here, okay, transparency here is risk-free, okay? Yes, I can put the money back in your pocket right now. But I want to understand, right? I want you to understand exactly what the call tracking is. I know it sounded really like a lot when they were just demonstrating it to you and he was going over it. It's a lot simpler than that, okay? The call tracking is included in your partnership, and that's for a couple of reasons. It's a Google-endorsed best practice, right? The main reason we have this for you is not to change your number. It's still connected to your number. When somebody calls, it does go directly to your main line. But this is how we're able to be able to track and record what's our marketing working and what's people who already know who you are or people that didn't find you through that listing, right? So it gives you that insight for those job opportunities and the quality of your calls. It minimizes spam. Remember, we block spam calls from your listing. And you can have unmatched transparency in your return on investment. That's what the call tracking's for. So we're not like taking your number down and it's just Local Splash's number. It connects directly to your number, right? Zero disruption in your workflow. And you have full access to those reports in your dashboard. That's all the call tracking is for.
I mean, I get that. I mean, that is kind of nice. But then also, you know, he said that he was going to change my number on Google too. So like it would be that. Like, like my number gets changed on Google. I don't know if it, like, what the right way is to go around. Like, we didn't even get, we literally didn't get past anything else. Like, what you just told me in, like, 30 seconds is better than what we had that whole 30-minute conversation. I was literally just, like, trying to understand him, and then he wouldn't, like, I would talk, and then he wouldn't answer for, like, 3 seconds. Like, it was very weird. That's why I just was I want to cancel it. So,
I gotcha. And I know it's kind of their job to fully, really detailed explain what things are. But sometimes it's not necessary, right? A nutshell explanation of what it's for is enough for some people. That's why I was able to go over that in like 45 seconds. So it's not we're completely changing your business number and taking that off or anything like that. We can have the dual number set there. The reason we have the call tracking is literally so you and us can track your new phone calls coming in from new clients.
Yeah. Which, I mean, yeah, it's good. It's good. But, like, I don't know. Like, that's just changing, like, you know, you're changing my number on, like, people know my number as my number, you know? And then now, like, now, you know, they're going to just call and maybe text this other number, like,
No. Yeah, no. All people who already have your number, right, or already know your number, they can still contact you directly through that number. Likely a lot of them have you saved in their phones.
The other people, even the people that come in and that, like, they get my number from you and they call that number, now they want to, you know, call me back, like, oh, I needed to talk to them about something else. Like, okay, now they're, but they just don't have my actual number. They have a number that brings you to my number.
Oh, I see what we're saying here. So it would be more beneficial in terms of, you know, ease of mind, right? If we had the tracking number and a preferred number on the Google profile. But I'll do the same thing. You know, it's all going to do the same thing. It's all for your security in how your calls are being tracked. That's what both are for. That's the only thing it's for. It sounds like a lot. It's really not. So we can do, you know, your preferred number and the call tracking. They both do the same thing.
So if my phone number does the same thing, why can't we just keep it as my phone number?
Because your regular phone number won't track through your local Splash dashboard. There's no way that's connected, right? And we wouldn't want to do that. We wouldn't want to connect your personal number to your dashboard. That's crazy. So we have a personalized Google number for you, and that's your tracking number. So when somebody calls through that, yes, it gets routed to your main line, right? The one we have here, 3640. But now we can see our marketing is working for you versus, you know, like, you know, somebody who already knows your business calls in. You know what I mean? And it's tracked as a new client when it's a person who's already been with your business, right? And you're able to subsidize this in your local Splash dashboard. That's why I'm saying it sounds like a lot. It's really not. It's in your benefit for the call tracking. That's why we have it.
All right. And then what happens when, like, say I'm paused or I just don't want to use the services anymore? And then what happens now? These people that I have used the service before, now they don't have my regular number. They have the number that they called when I used to use the service that I got from a phone call that happened today. You know what I mean? Like with you guys. Like how, like now we can't, like, so I used the service for 3 months. I don't like it, but I get two customers out of it. Like now they're calling the phone number that you gave them from before. They're not calling my actual cell phone. You know, so I'm almost losing customers if I decide to go with you and then decide to, you know, cancel it.
Okay,
right?
I see what you're saying. So that comes down to, you know, just simply provide them with your phone number. I have clients who do that, right? I have people who have left us, not entirely, they still use like Facebook ads or whatever, but they don't use like the local listing or anything like that. And they still utilize proper channels. Because they give their numbers. You have the same thing for Google Guaranteed when we were describing that. How if, you know, you want to make the estimate, you simply give them your personal cell to make the estimate. So that way you're not charged for a qualified lead. It's the same thing. right? So if they come into your office or when you meet with them at their house, you know, with the, however that goes for you, right? We found you on Google. We really love this. Is there, it's the same way you asked me. Is there a way I can contact you personally? And just give them your cell phone number.
All right. All right. Well, you know, that was the first thing on probably a sheet of things that we had to talk about. And it took me 40 minutes to talk to the guy about it. And I still didn't understand it. And I kind of understand it now that I'm talking to you. So is there a way that I could not talk to that person that I dealt with the last time? Or is he like on my team? Because no offense to that guy, but like, I don't know. Like, I mean, you're in like the sales aspect of it. I get it. So it's like not, it's calm. It's like, there's like no noise in the background, but then it's like, okay, now I get pushed to the team and it's like, it's not as professional basically. So I don't know if it was just that one person or whatnot, but I mean, if I do want to get it set up, I would like to get it set up and it just be like pretty easy and straightforward. I mean, I already paid $300 for it or whatever, $300-$400. I don't even remember. And then it's going to be $200 or $300 a month, like unless I pause it. So, I mean, I would like to talk to someone that like can kind of explain things to me a little bit and there's no lag where I have to wait to talk and then wait 3 seconds for him to answer.
Gotcha. So a change of account manager, pretty much. So instead of Manuel, I'll go ahead and request somebody more towards the top. Okay. So what I mean is I'll have one of our directing account managers speak with you instead. Is that a little better?
Yeah, I guess so. And then they can like kind of show me, I mean, just explain it to me a little bit, like, and how the process works, you know?
Absolutely. So let me go ahead and do that for you here really quick. I don't want to take up too much of your time with another client interview, especially when it's almost 7 o'clock, which is when we close.
Yeah.
I do want the new account manager to have time to go over everything, okay? Because I want to go over everything with them as well. Do you have some time on Monday to do your client interview with your new account manager?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I have all day open. And what I'll do here for you before they call, I will call you and introduce you to the team. Okay? So I'll be your first line of contact, and I'll get you over to your account manager. We'll do it a little bit that way. I know it's a little crissy-crossy when you go from me and somebody else directly calls you. So I'll go ahead and call you first, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. What's a good time for you here where you have about an hour on Monday?
Can we do 9 a.m.?
9 a.m. That's New York. Okay. So Eastern Standard? No. We would have to do 10. If that's the earliest, we would have to do 10 at the earliest because that's when our doors open.
How about one or no? I'm sorry, I just got a lot of different things going on. 2 p.m.
Absolutely. Give me 1 second here. Let me make sure I get that on my calendar and yours for you. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's a good thing, and I feel like I could get a few calls from it, but I really, like, again, Aubrey, like, I really just want my name to be at the top of Google. Like, it's very, you know, it's very simple. Like, even if there's, like, is there just, like, a thing I can, like, I don't need all these ads on Facebook. I don't need to, I don't need people to be talking about gutters and then, like, my name come up. Like, I would rather just be number one or whatever, top four on Google. But that's not a thing? Like, I have to do the whole thing?
Yeah, well, the only reason we have it that way is because it creates the synergy that not only links for your ranking, but it also helps with that maintenance of that first page. That's why you don't rotate off of first page. Everything that we do for that all culminates into no rotation on that first page, even right down to constantly programming that website for you.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Can you just remind me? It was $300 to get started, and then it's $200 a month.
So it was $398 when you started. That
so
was your upfront cost.
$400 to get started, and $300 a month.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, $299. Right. I know it's a round. I know people like to round up, but it's literally flat rate. It's just $299.
Yeah. All right. Well. All right. I guess I'll talk on Monday, and then we could pause it if we have to. But I mean, you want at least the first 60 days. So that would be October, November. Doing it for all of October, all of November. That would be $700. Okay. All right. So it's about like $1,000 investment just for this first season. So, all right. I guess we'll talk about it on Monday.
Absolutely. I'll begin communicating with the new account manager right away. Okay. And we'll go ahead and get them set on for you.
All right, Aubrey. Thanks, man.
Absolutely, Brendan. We'll catch up on Monday.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.